So, Pastor, are we recording?
We are recording.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to begin by just reading a short introduction of Sarah that she was gracious enough to provide. And then we'll get into asking a couple of questions about the Philomath Youth Activity Center in the community. So Sarah Woosley is an associate and child care director for the Philomath Youth Activities Club and has been with PYAC for 20 years. Wow. She started working there as a child care provider in the STARS program in 2001. During a typical year, Sarah would spend her morning serving in community groups and collaborations throughout Benton County, doing administrative tasks such as personnel, program, and grant management. Typically in the afternoon, she would get a chance to continue to work with kids at PYAC's after-school programs. It was a balance that she very much enjoyed. Currently, Sarah is working half-time and mostly from home, as PYAC only has one program running at this time. She is married to her husband, Mark, who is a commercial flooring contractor and the commissioner of the Mid-Valley Wrestling Officials Association. Also, Mark volunteers as a coach for PYAC youth sports programs. Sarah and Mark have two boys, Rustin and Macaulay, and they both go to school here in Philomath. Their family enjoys outdoor activities, sports, and lately more video games than she ever imagined she would allow her kids to play. I like that last part. Greetings, yeah. Sarah.
Hello.
So I'm going to just, we only have a short period of time, so I'm just going to start out with asking a couple of questions, and feel free to take your time. The first question is to please provide our folks with a brief introduction by sharing with us the mission of the Philomath Youth Activity Club.
Okay, so our mission is to provide safe, positive, educational, and recreational activities for children in our community. During a normal year, we do most of the youth sports for Philomath, as well as offer after-school child care. That's called STARS, and we normally do that inside the primary school building. That's for kindergarten to fourth graders. We also have a drop-in clubhouse, which takes place in the main PYAC building. So if you know where that is on 19th Street, normally after school, we would have fourth through eighth graders that can come there. They don't really need child care, but it's a place to hang out after school that's supervised and safe. And then we do a summer day camp and Safety Town, which you may have heard of before, for kids entering kindergarten in the fall. When almost a year ago now, when COVID happened, we had to close all of our programs and cancel our programs. And then we were just able to reopen in October as an emergency. Our child care program is a state licensed program, so we had to reopen as an emergency child care program. So right now we're just doing child care for it's open for kinder to 12 year olds, and it's just Monday through Friday from 2 to 6, and it takes place inside our main building. So that's what we're doing now. And then yesterday, we just found out that we are going to be able to do baseball, softball, and t-ball. So that's a, it's exciting. I think the community is excited. We're excited to start to get back to doing more things for the kids. And it's a good way to start because it's a sport that's outdoors, and we're just all super excited about it.
So I think that kind of answers the question of what the challenges are during COVID. Sounds like that covers it. Yep. You only have one out of your four main programs operating, and that's the biggest challenge, correct?
Correct. That's the biggest challenge. We also were not able to hold our biggest fundraisers this year. So if you've ever heard of our annual community carnival and silent auction, hundreds of people come to that in the fall. It takes place on the football field with lots of inflatables and activities for kids. And we weren't able to do that And we weren't able to do our annual fund kickoff dinner either. And so the biggest challenge about that is the funding that comes from things like that. It can go to general funds and it can go to keeping your organization going. It's not restricted. Whereas some grant funding that we get, which we have been really fortunate, we got some funding to keep the childcare going that was through the state and then from some local organizations as well. So that definitely has kept us going for right now. But we didn't get as many of the unrestricted funds that we normally would. So,
yeah. So Sarah, do you have an idea of what that shortfall is at this time?
I don't have, because I haven't been in as much physically to work, I couldn't give you, I can't give you an accurate number, but if anybody was interested, I could definitely get it and follow up with that.
Okay, that would be great. Perhaps if you could get that information, I could share it if you could send it to me. Just curious as to what some of those needs might be that we might be able to help out with or to help, you know, to coordinate with. Another question we were going to ask is about how you have stayed, let's say, connected with the community during this time. Are you doing some sort of communication to the folks that normally would be utilizing your services?
Honestly, we haven't done a ton of communication in the beginning of the pandemic. So last spring, we were in more communication with our families. You know, and we kept hoping in a couple of weeks we'll be able to do this again. And when school starts, we'll be able to do this again. So we did things like we did surveys to see what families wanted and needed. And interestingly, most of the families either just up until fall, they either had a plan for their kids to go, you know, with a family member during the day because they were doing online learning or they made a plan to do like a small group cohort, but most of our families weren't ready to come back to childcare, which was interesting, or they were still working from home. And so they didn't quite need us yet.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you would say the demand has also been affected, the demand for your services.
Yes.
And do you anticipate that returning to what it once was once school is able to be back in session again in person?
Well, we will see. The kindergarten through third graders just started hybrid yesterday and today. So, so far we've just gotten a couple more kids. I do think a lot of people will come back once school opens up and they see how it's going. I think they'll come back. We had a lot of families that said, we do want to come back in the future. We're just not quite ready yet. So that's encouraging.
Right. So the Philomath Youth Activity Club is one of our community partners at Peace. Mm-hmm. And so there is some genuine interest from our members and our congregation as to how things are going.
Sure.
One of the questions that we hear is how can we help? So I guess my last question would be, what guidance could you give to those of us who are listening and those who will be watching the recording about how we could help and what would be the best way for us to be able to reach out to help you with your mission?
I think it's still a little bit difficult right now as the emergency child care, because we can't have volunteers coming in. We can't have extra people. The parents can't even come in. They just have to drop their children off with a staff member at the door. But normally we would be looking for, and hopefully things will continue, in the right direction and we'll be able to ask for volunteers again. Which could be something we were excited about is we had been able to get Lego robotics kits.
Oh,
and, you know, that's something that a volunteer could come in and help supervise the kids with or help with homework after school, read to kids during the summer. Those are all things that will be valuable when we're able to do it again.
How about from a financial perspective?
I mean, donations are always donations or grants. If you hear of grants that we might not be aware of. definitely is always a help. We do, I should say, that's the best time to say probably, we don't turn any kids away because of a family's inability to pay. So we did, I did do a grant report recently where we're still, because of how the fiscal year works, we're still, we still were scholarshiping children this whole time. So, and we're still, some of the kids that are in the childcare right now receive scholarships because it might be a single parent household and someone needs to go to college and take their classes or they need to go to work. So, which is why we've stayed open. I think even though we're not serving nearly as many kids as we normally would like to, it's still important and it's still valuable. So, I mean, donations are definitely always accepted. And then, and there could possibly be potential for volunteer coaching for baseball and softball and t-ball. I don't know. Since we just made that decision 2 days ago, I don't know exactly what that will look like, but all of our coaches are volunteers.
Okay. Yeah. What one might even anticipate a greater need, more families that are struggling post pandemic, that might need those services, and another, probably an increased need for those scholarships. Right. So that, that would be, kind of a target that we could promote for you, as well from the financial side. If some of our members wanted to give, who would they contact if they wanted to be able to provide some funds that way?
Any of us, myself or our executive director, Eddie Van Black, is there regularly now. And our administrative person is there from 2 to 6 each day right now as well.
Great. Okay, so we could call or bring a check or something like that to your actual location.
Yes, we even have Venmo now.
Oh, you even have Venmo. That's great. Yes. I'm not sure if I'm tech savvy enough for that one yet. But
I just got that, yeah.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to add, Sarah?
I just thank you for having me and thank you for being, wanting to find out what's going on in the community, wanting to know what the needs are, especially for children and families. It's important. And I'm just glad to see that you guys have kept going with that mission.
Well, yeah, as we said before, we are, you know, the Philomath Youth Activity Club is one of our community partners, and for good reason. We want to thank you for being such a part of a positive part of our community. And for leading this charge, and we wish you the best, and we'll continue to support you in any way we can. Feel free to email any of us. You now have Pastor and I's email. If something else comes up that you would like to get information out on, and other than that, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Pastor, it's all yours.
Thanks, Sarah. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Yeah, Sarah's out on the coast with her family, spending some time on the Oregon coast. We're going to transition now. We're going to pray for PYAC in our prayers, but we're going to take some time now to transition to a Lent devotion. And I do want to thank Rick before we do that. Rick did a great job, and just so thankful to have that connection with Sarah. And I just loved what she said. We've been there, and we're going to continue to dig into the community and support where we can. I just love that. That's just super good.